in the middle of skills they think everyone should know. And if you don't know it, they give an estimate of how long it would take to learn it and a reason why they think it's important. Now, some of them have been useful and some of them are just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, not dumb, but I don't know why it would be remotely useful. Like sew a button by hand, useful.
Useful.
Learn to do an ollie on a skateboard if you're a grown-up, kind of pointless. Unless it's something you want
to
do.
Juggling. I do want to learn how to do that.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to learn how to do an ollie.
Do you think you could learn all 17 of these skills by the end of summer?
No.
Because you don't want to or because they're hard?
It's 2 months, Steve.
Both.
That's fair. I don't blame you.
I mean, some of them I would love to learn, but other ones.
All right, number 8. I think you can all do it. I guess I've never even thought about it. Raise an eyebrow. You can learn to do it in a few hours to 2 weeks.
Like
can
rock?
Everyone raise? Yes.
Oh, just the one?
I can't. Yeah.
I can do both.
I can't.
You can't?
I can do either one. I can do
left. Ooh, that's good.
Or I can do right.
Yeah, I can't do just one.
No, I have an easier time with the right one. The right one.
I mean, I guess I like too strange.
Watching Mason try to do it.
Weird face.
Hold on. Let's
for our fancy idiots, you get to see Maitland try this.
Look right up at your camera.
You're so concentrated. Not working. My roommate is so good at it.
Do you think it'd be easier if you couldn't see yourself trying? Because when you look up,
I can't see myself.
Oh yeah, that's true.
For anyone who's not in the room, Maitland stares at a couple windows in her camera, but not the screen.
Yeah.
I think all of us can see the screen except Maitland.
Yeah. Are you thinking like the article we talked about last week where all cameras are screens or all screens are cameras?
That's given me a lot of credit to assume that I was thinking we got those so recently. All right. A few hours to 2 weeks. That's difficult to train. Like, how do you isolate those muscles?
That seems like one of those things where you either can do it or you can't.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you just hold like curling your tongue and then like exercise one side?
Trying
to figure out what side's easier.
I do the scrunch down and then.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'd buy a ticket to watch Maitland try to learn this.
No,
Maitland, you can't even look at us like a real girl.
I can't do it.
Keep going.
Hubbings, will you and Maitland stare at each other and both try to raise an eyebrow?
Yes.
Quality radio right here. For
it is. Can't hear anything. That was just for me. Sometimes it's for you. Sometimes it's for us. That one was for me.
Yeah. On the inside of my brain, though, it sounds like a crinkling bag.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, how to tie essential knots.
Oh.
10 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose that wouldn't take that long, but I don't know. I feel like I know as many knots as I need to know.
I got square knot, and then I've got knot that you just keep pushing the string through until it's such a cluster bleep you can't get it undone later.
What's square knot?
Is that just it's like the bait where you, the like beginning of where you tie your shoes, and then you do the beginning part twice.
Oh.
That's a square knot.
Okay. Like I can do a good slip knot. I think that's a good one to know. And then the other knot that I use all the time, but I don't know what it's called. It's where like you loop the rope through something and then you pull it back through itself and it like grabs onto stuff.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what they're called. A grabby knot.
Oh, I can tie I can tie a fisherman's knot.
Yeah.
Got that going for me.
Yeah, I don't know the names of any of these knots.
The only knot I know is just keep tying.
Yep.
Keep going.
But the people that can tie those ones where it's a specific tie for everything?
Or those ones?
The Boy Scouts.
Those ones where they tie them and then they're able to like slide it to tighten or loosen.
Yeah. It's impressive.
I think we talked about that when we did our deep dive on International Load Day. Remember? When it was like tie your load day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because there was load everywhere.
There was load
all over the road.
Yeah. Hubbings, do you remember when you were a little boy and knots were invented?
I do.
Hubbings, if you just tuned in, Hubbings told us he remembered when deadbolts were invented. 3 seconds later, Steve said, deadbolts were invented around 4,000 years ago.
Yeah. I was there with...
You were 13?
With Pharaoh.
Somebody wrote in and said they can't stop imagining the parade they had in Hot Wings' hometown when deadbolts arrived.
It was an exciting time.
The ban was lifted.
They got the Deadbolt Derby every year.
That's fun times.
They say you can learn Morse code in 10 minutes to 2 hours.
Oh, that's useful.
Why?
Man.
What do you need it for?
Emergencies.
Like what?
Well, when the entire grid goes down after nuclear fallout, which it's inevitable because of AI taking over in Skynet. So I guess it would be helpful for that.
Kelly, what are we going to do when the world ends? Run towards the disaster.
I'm running towards the flames, the fire, the screaming and the yelling. Take me out first and watch me survive and then be like, wow, she's so brave and bold. She ran to the front lines. Yeah, I was trying to be taken out, and yep. Now here I am with all these responsibilities because you guys think I'm brave.
A suicide mission.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, you ran to the front line with no weapons whatsoever.
Like, damn it.
Just show me.
You'll survive because people keep asking you for favors, and you'll get distracted on your quest to die.
But look, as long as this war is done by the end of the week, you got me till the end of the week. Okay. And then they'll be like, hey, 4 more days. Mm. All right, 4 more days.
Skills, they say.
Can I move in with you?
Yeah. I know all the Morse code I need to know, which is dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 SOS.
SOS.
Oh, yeah. Thought it was boobs. Number 12, how to meditate. That would be good.
I think that's more helpful. That, tying the knots, those things seem to be more helpful than, you know, juggling.
Yes.
Or
they're apples and oranges.
Jump on the skateboard. What's that called?
An ollie.
Can any of you effectively meditate?
I mean, I have a couple times, but
I've tried. My brain does not want to sit still.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they say to like effectively meditate, you're supposed to not think about anything. I go, I don't know.
And not fall asleep.
I'm not sure how to do that. And not fall asleep.
I can't.
Yeah. I can't even get my hair cut without falling asleep. I'm supposed to meditate, but stay awake.
I can't get past the whole concept of trying to think of nothing, which inherently means I'm thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I'm thinking about how frustrating it is that I can't think about nothing.
I can only do it if I'm guided. The only times I've ever successfully meditated are in like what they call yoga nidra classes. And so you get into this insanely relaxed state, but you're lying down. So you're not even in like a sitting meditative pose, which I don't know if that's traditional or what's required, but people start to fall asleep, and you're not supposed to do that. And I can get to that point where it's like my brain is just humming like a and that is like that meditative state for me. And I love that, but I can't do that by myself.
Do you, when you've reached that moment, do you feel good after?
Oh yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Especially when you realize I didn't fall asleep. Like I was actually awake, which was really, really nice. But again, I can't do that myself. I've never been able to do it myself.
What if you turned on the same ethereal music that they play and darkened the room and laid down? But it'd still be guided then,
probably. I'd probably fall asleep. Yeah. I think the whole reason I don't fall asleep is because there's somebody in there guiding it and I don't want to disappoint them.
Do you actually hear like a humming or a buzzing?
In my brain, I do. Mm. Yeah, it's just like a very, I don't know how to describe it other than it being like a meditative feeling. It's kind of like what I use to fall asleep, that same white noise, brown noise type of thing that you start to hear, but this is more of a hum. It's so nice. It's like everything in me fell asleep, but I didn't.
That would make me think.
That sounds amazing.
That would make me think, though, because then I'd be like, I wonder what that humming is. I wonder where that comes from in my brain.
Oh,
what is going on?
It sounds like you're describing the feeling that I enjoy when I have nitrous oxide at the dentist.
Yeah. What if they're just like huffing it into the room?
Oh, yeah. I meditate all the time.
Yeah, where you go, I know my feet are still there, but I can't feel them. It's weird.
When was the last you get it for a cavity?
I don't get it anymore. My dentist, I haven't gotten it there, but I used to get it when I was a kid all the time.
I can't remember the last. I haven't had it since I was a child.
Yeah, when I would have a cavity, my dentist back then, I guess if you were like a really skittish kid or whatever, or didn't have a pain tolerance, they would give you nitrous and then the shot.
Yeah, that's what we did.
But my dentist wouldn't give me the shot unless you asked for it. They just do the nitrous, and you could feel
hard pass,
and you could feel more. But when it was done, it was just done. Because I hate the Novocaine feeling. I don't like that feeling. So for me, I loved it. I was just like, well, I can feel a little bit of it, but now I'm just done. But
shout out to my dentist coming in later today. I would like the gas.
But the feeling is,
give me the feeling gas,
of
baby.
Nitrous is pretty wild. I'd like to feel that again.
Number 13, skills everyone should have, how to taste wine. Similar to bourbon, you don't want to look like a fool. There's been some chit-chat on the Free Beer and Hot Wings Wive Text plan.
Oh, the Show Wives Slay.
The Show Wives Slay.
Show Wives Slay.
About a wine tasting event. And I would be happy to go to that because I would have fun. I'm not a wine guy, but if I do taste it, I'm going to be the guy who makes a weird face and like,
it doesn't taste good.
I got this. It tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I do have. I have a hard time picking out the individual notes, as they say. Like I like wine, and I'll taste it. And sometimes you go, "Oh, this definitely tastes like apricot or whatever." But a lot of times, I'm like, "I don't know. I like it. Is that good enough?"
The last one, Tommy's going to hit close to home for you.
Okay.
Says you should be able to learn to do a Rubik's Cube and solve it in 10 to 60 minutes.
No. I saw a video the other day that it showed four different moves. It was like, you know, you shift one up, then over, then down, then over.
Yep.
And you, if you do that 18 times, supposedly, you'll solve it.
That sounds very simple.
Yeah, in the video, it worked. Yeah. Because it was showing...
No matter where it starts.
They just kept doing the same move, and there was a little counter on the bottom and said, 1, 2, 3, 4, and by the time it got to 18, everything was solved.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think my son Grayson can do it.
No.
Tommy, can you do it?
That sequence.
Did you ever figure it out?
I figured it out, but don't have me do it now, because I couldn't.
So your Rubik's-ing journey is still ongoing?
I keep it completed next to my computer for a moment of pride, but I know if it gets messed up once... I'm never going to look at it again.
In there?
Yeah.
No, next to my computer at home. Freebeer got me one that has no colors on it. And that sits next to my nightstand and taunts me every day.
Like, how did... Oh, that one, yeah, because it's heat sensitive.
Yeah.
So when you're touching it, you can see the colors, but as soon as you stop.
Yeah.
Because bought that as a gift for you when you were super into Rubik'sing.
Yeah.
And then now you just threw it to the side?
No, it's...
I guess if you don't touch it, it all matches.
That's a good point.
There you go.
I did it.
Yeah, no, success. That's, I don't know how you can do it. That 18 roll thing, I heard that before too, but when I was like actually trying to do it, it's a little more complicated than that. And then there's like a whole order of operations that you have to do, and it's, ouch, hurt my brain.
It sounds awful. I don't know how that's a helpful skill either.
Problem solving, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I have a way to solve that problem. Throw it away.
Yeah. Don't ever buy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with my unsolved Rubik's Cubes.
Okay, so far there's been, what, like two useful skills here?
And the rest are just show-off moments, because the one I skipped was magic tricks, which I'd be way more into. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Basic magic tricks you can learn in an hour.
God. Imagine that if, like, we assigned each of us a day of the week. Like, oh, free beer, Monday's your day, you have to come in, and the first thing
teach
you have to do
magic,
is show us
do
magic. Hot Wings Tuesday's yours.
Yeah,
deadbolt
day.
On something.
Yeah, I'm going to bring in my favorite quick set lock.